A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. The Word of the Lord. This reading speaks a lot about the providence of God, about God who chose us from the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. Of course, today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Mary being sinless, being the prepared flesh from which the Savior will be born. When I reflect on Mary, especially during this time of Advent, I can't help but think of her trust in the providence of God. She hears the voice of the angel and believes. She was not a woman of means. She was not a woman of high status. In fact, she had a lot to lose and not much to begin with. Yet she trusts in God. She trusts in God's message. She trusts that God has a plan for her life, and she is richly rewarded. And these rewards do not come without struggle. She lived a very difficult life as well. We know that in Scripture. However, because she was faithful, because she trusted in the providence of God, she received a reward here on this earth. A reward of Christ being born from her, of carrying Christ within her, of being so intimately close to our Lord. It's our task as well to trust in the providence of God. Not an easy task by any means, yet one which has its rich rewards. In the very least, the reward of letting go of our anxieties and our stresses and trusting that God has a plan. But we also receive the award of Christ within us. Just as Mary did years ago, so us too. And if we receive Christ within us, then we have no need to fear. For all will be well for those whom God has called.